Booker T, we've seen the intensity of the matches here tonight, and I expect the same thing is going to happen in this four-quarter match.
Let me tell you something, Gene Okin, you out here talking about a click. The only click you need to know about is the Harlem Heat and Sister Sherry. See, because what you're dealing with here is the brotherhood. It's nonstop from this point on in WCW. We take what we want, and after we take Lex Luger and the Giant, we want the gold, sucker. Hulk Hogan, we coming for you, nigga.
Hello, hello, what up, y'all? What up? This is Just Talk with Sam Podcast. Yes, yes, again, Just Talk with Sam Podcast. If you heard that intro, you dead right. Hulk Hogan, we coming for you, nigga! But, alright, we'll start this podcast off. Basically, it's Sam. Y'all know who I am at this point. Why y'all should listen? Why not? I don't know why. I mean, at this point, if y'all been listening this far, just keep listening. You gon' find a reason to listen. Man, I just look at myself. I guess I'm the true voice of radio. I don't even know if I can call it radio. This is a podcast, but it's radio. We all know terrestrial radio sucks. I'm here. Alright, family, let me let y'all in on something. This show, I was gonna have a guest. I was gonna have a special guest. I'm not going to say my special guest name, but due to some conflict negotiation. All right, let's just cut the bullshit. This nigga's tired and lazy and forgot he was supposed to show up here today. So I'm over here by myself. That is why I don't ever leave without my co-host, the person who don't flake on you at the last minute where you have to do some emergency show prep. Yeah, I'm letting y'all know on the show. I got to give a good shout out. This is a much well deserved shout out, cause you know who your folks is, and ladies and gentlemen, Cap Morgan, let's give it up for my man. Coming through in the clutch, Cap Morgan. He always come through in the clutch. I mean, who better else you can count on, man? Now, we finna hit a lot of stuff this week, because if you listen to the last show, I got a lot of ground to cover. This Action League thing has took off. But before that, I want to dip into a few more comments. Me and Cap, we gonna hit some stuff. A few more comments. One person asks, can I get the rules of the Just Talking with Sam drinking game? You can always get a copy of this. Just email me at justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. Those did email me, but for another one, let me read them off. Number one, it's 15 rules. We're gonna keep it at 15. Last show, we had a drinking game named after us, and I'm pretty proud of that. Some stuff happened, and I was able to help a few people out. I was able to hurt one person because of this drinking game. And to those who are wondering, yeah, she's okay and did not die of alcohol poisoning. If you're wondering what this is, get the show Action League now. Just email me at justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. First rule, if Sam takes a sip, you take a sip. If Sam mentions Captain Morgan, you take a sip. Number three, if Sam starts to read a question, take a sip. Number four, if Sam insults a female, take a sip. If Sam says a racial slur, take a sip. If Sam takes the Lord's name in vain, take a sip. If Sam agrees with a female, take a shot. If Sam mentions an act of violence, take a shot. If Sam has a guest, take a shot. Y'all won't be doing that one this show, cause somebody had to do some other stuff. Well, more than likely, this motherfucker be back next show. But anyway, if Sam offends your specific group, take a shot. So that means if I say something, if I go off on Asians and you just so happen to be Asian, take a shot. If Sam sings anything, take a shot. If Sam is apologetic to any group he offends in the same breath or in the same show, take a shot. If Sam stops the show to yell at one person, you gotta chug a beer. If Sam says a phrase more than three times in a show, chug a beer. One of those phrases, I don't know, I get hyped here, so that would be when I was yelling, Action League Now or La Machine or whatever the show takes us. Yeah, chug a beer. And if Sam displays the inner operation of the show, chug a beer. So that means somebody got to chug a beer now, because I let y'all know that this motherfucker wasn't showing up. So I let y'all know. Y'all weren't supposed to know that. So somebody out there, y'all throw one back, because that's what it is. All right, another thing I want to talk about. I want to talk about my comments. I got a couple comments from last show. Y'all, some of y'all motherfuckers just funny as all hell. And y'all make me feel good just reading y'all comments. Y'all keep me going. So one person, he signed it anonymous. He gave me a joke from comedian Jackie Marlin. I thought this was funny. Y'all can think this is funny. I don't know. It's my show, so shit, send me letters if y'all think it's funny. Let me read this boy. It says, one day at a sperm bank, a man rushes in with a hood and mask over his face. He breaks out a pistol and points it at the receptionist. He says to the receptionist, "Give me everything you got." The receptionist says, "Sir, this isn't that type of bank." The masked man says, "I know what type of bank this is. You, with the smart mouth. You, pick up one of those canisters off the shelf." The woman, in fear for her life, picks up the canister. The masked man points the gun at her and says, "Remove the lid, bitch." So the receptionist, still scared, says, "Okay," and removes the lid. Now he puts the gun point blank to her forehead. It says, "Now chug it all." So the lady took the cup of sperm and swallowed it all. After she swallowed it all, the masked man then removes his mask, his hood, and drops the gun, only to show that it was the receptionist's husband. The receptionist's husband said, "See that, baby? It wasn't so bad." Say what you will, that's funny as hell to me. That's funny as hell to me. I like that one. I like that one. Another comment that goes to Anonymous. I don't know who. That shit was funny. Alright, keep those coming, man. I like jokes like that. But anyway, another one comes from Leo. Leo writes, "Listen to your podcast. I must say, it is entertaining as all get out. But I would be remiss if I didn't say it's like listening to the rantings of a mental patient who will no doubt turn into a cult leader. I'm still along for the ride. I'm going to keep listening." This motherfucker in this comment just compared me to cult leader. This nigga named me David Koresh like I'm Jim Jones. Not the Dipset nigga, the real Jim Jones. Like I'm giving niggas poison Kool-Aid and shit. Yeah, nigga, yeah. This a cult? Yeah, we don't think of cult names. We ain't gonna call this Just Talk with Sam cult, nigga. We can't do that. I think that's taken. Nigga, we don't call this Cult 45. That's what we're calling it. Cult 45. Cap, what you think about that? Alright. Here's the last one I don't do for a minute. This goes from my man Kenny. Kenny, he says, "I'm a listener from Kingston, Jamaica. I enjoy your show. Keep doing what you do." Thank you, Kenny. But if you from Jamaica, let's cut the bullshit. Nigga, that didn't sound like that. Here's what you really said. "What up, Sam? Just talking with Sam on the Just Talking with Sam show. My name is Kenny from Kingston, Jamaica now. I'm the Rasta Master Kenny. Sam, you're my favorite rude boy. You get on the mic and you say your things that you shouldn't say. And I'm from Kingston, Jamaica. You know where that at. That's right near the beach." Blah, blah, blah. Keep doing what you're doing. That's what that shit sounds. Did I just offend Jamaicans at this point? Well, name a group I haven't offended at this point. But Kenny, my favorite rude boy. My Rasta Monster. Keep listening, man. Alright, now here goes something I want to dip into for a long time. Action League. Last show, I talked about Action League. And Action League has taken off. Y'all niggas of action is y'all just Action Jackson. Y'all just so much, it's so much action with the Action League. It's just action. For those who don't know, Action League started with my man Dorian. Like a couple shows back, he wanted to get his girl to lose some weight. But he didn't want to tell her. He didn't want to tell her because, you know, telling his girl to lose some weight, it hurt her feelings. So he asked me what to do, and I just told him, dog, just go buy some clothes. Just go buy some clothes. Just get geared. Just look as good as you're going to do. You look good. You just work out. You just work it out, Dorian. You just look good. And my man did that shit. My man Dorian did that shit. He looked good. He apparently smelled good because he talked about him getting cologne. He talked about him going to the restaurant. And now the waitress is trying to, you know, get up on my man. He's still staying true to this girl, but just that shit that just says you doing something good about yourself made Dorian want to do something. So, well, also made his girl want to do something. So his girl in competition with the fictional bitch in her head, got on a treadmill. She started working out. She started following this nigga around because she want to look good too. And she just won't have some bitch take her man. So, yes, that's where it started. And Dorian girl started losing weight. So, that's Action League. Because this motherfucker didn't say a goddamn thing. Yeah, he came out and said his girl thinks he's cheating. That's a small price to pay. That's a small price to pay because the nigga ain't cheating, according to me. I don't know if he is, nah. I don't know if you don't get my name in that shit. I don't know if he is now, but at the time, motherfucker said he wasn't cheating. So if he said he wasn't cheating, he cool. It's his nice girl, is losing weight, and everything is everything in the land of Dorian. He tried to save his girl, and that right there is amazing. I dig that. And that's what Action League is all about. It's about guys taking action. Now, I've been getting some letters this week about some Action League hopefuls. Now, I got to throw y'all out in the JV Action League because that ain't real Action League. That's like a minor league. Y'all actually going out and hurting niggas. One person, I ain't gonna throw their name out there, but one person was like, my girl been acting up lately, so what I did as an Action League hopeful, nigga, I just beat her with a sack of oranges, you know. It's cool. I got my point across, but I didn't leave a mark on her ass. That's not Action League, sir. That's abuse. That's assault, nigga. That's not Action League. You can't be doing that shit. You can't go out and hurt women just because you want to be in Action League. That's what cult leaders say. That's what they do. Because you want to be in a club, you got to go out and whoop a nigga ass. No, that's too much action. I got another letter from a dude that says, I don't know what Action League mean, but my girl was sucking my dick, and I just started choking her. I don't know what, I'm like, no, I had to respond back, don't do that shit. That is 3 to 5. That's not even Action League. That's 3 to 5. That's some time, nigga. You don't just start choking niggas. And she doing you a service, nigga. She doing you a service. You don't choke her in the middle of the service. Come on, nah. Huh? Don't you watch CSI? You got semen all over her. It's your semen. They coming right for you. Don't you watch CSI? They just, the second semen is anywhere, they go for that nigga's semen. Like, it's some huge, just cum database out there that they just track niggas. I need listeners. This selfish. I know. I need listeners. I need you to listen. So here go the rules of Action League. Just please stop choking bitches. Stop hurting folk. Stop. It's one nigga who had a traffic ticket, and he's like, fuck you, cop. And this nigga is now not listening to my podcast. He is in jail. No. He's mad at me. That's not action. That's dumb as fuck, niggas. Stop. Okay, here's the rules for Action League. It's simple. Rule number one, have a problem. Simple enough. Rule number two, do absolutely nothing to fix that problem. Number three, instead, do something that benefits you, the man, the person with the problem. Number four, somehow, by doing that selfish action, it fixes the initial problem. However, it may cause other problems, but hey, this is what Action League all about. And number five, and I can't stress this shit enough, stop emailing me on this. There are no women allowed in Action League. Yes, I understand y'all women, y'all want to be in the league too. But just like the WNBA versus the regular NBA, the NBA is the league. The WNBA is some shit we put together so y'all can go and leave us the fuck alone. That whole league, y'all don't even dunk. I mean, this bullshit. So y'all go off and start y'all own bullshit league. Leave our league alone. Y'all have games in the middle of summer where no one gives a fuck. We out hooping our damn self. So we don't even worry about y'all league. Y'all game, y'all don't have attendance at y'all. I've seen more niggas in the line at samples at a fucking Sam's Club than I've seen at a WNBA game. No bullshit. I've seen more niggas at a used car lot on a Wednesday than I've seen at a WNBA game. I've been to a WNBA game. Like, y'all like, oh man, we can play basketball too. No one wants to see defense. No one wants to see dunks. No, we want to show y'all fundamentals and dribbling. No, we don't want to see that shit. We want to see some niggas do some shit. So this is why y'all not in my league. This is why y'all not in Action League. In fact, y'all got too much shit. Go join Oprah Book Club. Go join somewhere else. Y'all get y'all league. Y'all call Tyra Banks and call us niggas every name in the book. Y'all got your own shit. Y'all, I don't need y'all to bogart this. This is the league. This is the league. What y'all gonna say in my league? Well, I want to fuck, so I let them fuck me. No, that's not Action League. That's being their league. There's no action. There's no action to that shit. If a guy want a girl, he gotta be smart. He gotta be intelligent. He gotta come with some cool shit. He gotta have a good job. He gotta have some type of status about himself. Females, y'all essentially just gotta be there. And I mean that. Even if y'all don't want it, y'all just gotta be there. That's why they call it rape. And I'm gonna take this shit! You know, you just gotta be there. Unfortunately, in rape, y'all just at the wrong place at the wrong time. That's just what it is. So I'm gonna take a sip of Captain Morgan and y'all think that over. Alright, that's it. So, no women in Action League. I gave y'all an example of Dorian being in Action League. I got another Action League hopeful. And my man, he sent me a letter about Action League. This qualifies as Action League. Let me read it. He says, my man name is Howie, by the way. He goes by Howie. Howie, he says, I don't know if this makes Action League or not, but I'm gonna try it. I want to start off right there. Howie is humble about the shit. Like, I don't know. I don't know the rules. This may be a weak ass story, but I'm gonna try it. Hell yeah, you get a little point for that, Howie. But anyway, let me read the story. It says, on the weekends, I like to unwind from work by watching TV. I watch TV, I sleep, and sometimes I play golf with friends. But my wife insists that I do something with the kids. Alright, do something that gets them out of the house. Don't get me wrong, I love my kids, but I need my rest to provide for them. Okay, that's a good answer. Anyway, and if she feels that they need to get out of the house, maybe she should take them and not me. Good point. You got a strong ass start, Howie. Alright, during this time, I'm trying to get more notice at work so I can move up the corporate ladder. You know, meet some of the bosses, share some ideas I have. Alright, that's good. My man wanna improve himself. few weeks later, my job had a company picnic, so I took the kids. When I got there, I saw they had rented carnival rides, they had the bounce house, and a bunch of stuff for kids to do. So I let the kids play while I talked to my supervisor and a few of his bosses. Really throwing my name out there and having a good time at the same time, which I didn't think I was going to do. While doing that, the kids are having the best time ever. They are eating candy, they're riding the carnival rides, and playing with my coworkers' kids, strengthening my relationship with the upper bosses. Okay. After the picnic ended, I went home and the kids had such a good time, they couldn't wait to tell their mommy what a good time they had with daddy. They had to point out and, oh wait, what, they had such a good time to the point she got a little jealous. And for every weekend after that, she started taking the kids out. Okay. All right. That, you know what? That meets the rules. That meets the criteria. Action League. Yes. Yes, that does. That does meet Action League. So, wow. You get a song too. Don't get it twisted. You get a song. I want to find something cool for you because that meets the rules. You had a problem. You did absolutely nothing. You didn't say, bitch, you take the kid. Hold on. Let me give you something. So next time your weekends show up and you in the midst of having your golf game, your sleeping, your whatever you want to do on the weekend, you say you like to unwind, you tell your wife and whoever try to stop you this. We gonna play a song for you, Howie, rock this shit out. If you listening to this shit, turn this shit up right now. You got the album. I know what this is. You don't know what song I'm finna play, but I know you got the album. So I don't sing along with you because this is my shit too. I get hype off this shit. I get hype when y'all get hype. So here we go, Howie. Crank this bitch up.
I'm the king of rock. It ain't none higher. Sucker MCs, she called me sire to burn my kingdom. You must use fire. I won't stop rapping till I retire. That's what I'm talking about, Howie. Turn that bitch up. Let her know that you run this house, dog. You run this motherfucking house. You want to take the kids out? You want to take these motherfuckers, these bad little bitches, the Dairy Queen? Go ahead, dog. Go ahead. Nigga, I'm finna sleep. You the king of this bitch. You the king. You the... Nigga, you the queen. You listen to me and this little prince and princess tearing up my shit all week while I'm just going to my punk ass job that I don't even like. I don't even like this hoe ass job. I don't even like this bitch ass job. But I gotta go to make enough money for your ass. Yes! I got a fucking mortgage. That's what you tell her, Howie. You got a mortgage. You the king of this motherfucker. That's what you do. So yeah, Howie, these badass kids always fucking up something you had to do. You ran a risk. And another thing, Howie, you ran a huge fucking risk bringing your badass kids around niggas you work with. Cause that could have went south for you. But my man laid it out on the line, man. He had a huge risk. Huge risk. That's Action League, nigga. That is Action League now. So I need a lot more people like my man Howie. Howie took the risk of having his job in jeopardy with his badass kids fucking him up on a job site. And I hope she happy. I hope your wife for that, however long you was gone that day, was happy. I hope she had her little mud bath. I hope she had, they put the cucumbers and shit on your eyes. I hope she went to the spa. I hope she got her nails done. Because now she gotta live with that shit. Your wife is living with the shit. She can never compare to the king. She can never do that shit. She's fighting it. Daddy, no one does it like daddy. That, you probably, and Howie, you sound like a good dad. So you probably
tucked them into bed, and you were just like, well, yeah, I'm going to read y'all the story of the three little pigs, and you did voices, Howie. Didn't you? Didn't you do the voices? And next time she tried to come with some bullshit, she tried to read Little Red Riding Hood. I don't like it when you do it, Mommy. Daddy does it a lot better. That's right, because Daddy's the motherfucking king. Daddy's the king of rock. Oh, here's another thing. Here's another thing. I'm going to get off this. This made me think about this shit. Last week, I can't believe this shit. I can't believe I got a letter from this shit. Last week, somebody sent me a letter about the Action League song I picked. They didn't know what it was, and they wanted the album. They wanted, or to download it, or wherever you get music from. They didn't know Bitch Better Have My Money by AMG. That is an anthem. That's not even cognizant to me. You know what the fuck that is. Wherever you go, you know what the hell that is. That is law. You need to know that. So I'm not going to throw your name out there. Just know, don't. When it comes down, okay, and maybe that's my fault. Maybe that's my fault. So from here on out, I'm going to start introducing songs after I get a little 2-second rant, after I get live with my man Howie and tell him, you take the kids, you go to the park, you go somewhere, you leave me the fuck alone. It's playoff season, huh? Shit! Finna go out and I'm finna play some golf, I'm finna come home and I'm gonna watch LeBron, and then later on I'm gonna watch Kobe, and then we gonna see this shit happen. That's what you say, Howie. But anyway, that song. Thanks for sending me your letter, Howie. I hope it all works out. I hope that you get your weekends back and they stay that way. But that song, to those who know, that was, who don't know, who should know that shit, that is Run DMC, King of Rock. King of Rock by Run DMC. You can, shit, this on a couple albums, Greatest Hits. They got like 7 different greatest hits. Just go get it. Just King of Rock by Run DMC. That shit does get you so apt. That wakes you up in the morning. You should be like, I'm the King of Rock. It ain't none higher. Yes, nigga. That's what you do. You the king, Howie. Even Cap agreed with that. Captain Morgan agreed with that shit. That's what you do, man. So when it come down to kids, you a good dad. You're doing a job you probably don't even like. You went to the fucking picnic. You didn't even think you was gonna have fun. You got tricked into having fun. Or probably you got a boss with a high ass, bougie as all hell, and you just gotta find something to talk about. I've been in that situation, dog. I've been there. But you just gotta find, you gotta act like you like this motherfucker because you want a little bit more cash. I get that, man. I get that. And then the downside is you probably gotta deal with some more work bullshit that keep you away from the house, that makes your weekends even shorter. I don't know what you do, but apparently those weekends are very precious to you, and you should get them motherfuckers back. So tell them niggas you the king of rock, nigga. That's what you do. That's what you do. Alright, so just talk with Sam at gmail.com. Email me all your Action Leagues. Email me all my Action League niggas. It's my show, and I was the second motherfucking Action League. Dorian's story inspired me so much, I had to do some Action League shit. Action League now, listen to the episode, because I was the second person in Action League. I had to do some shit. I had to correct my girl. She got on the shit I'm using right now to talk to y'all, she got on the mic, trying to fuck with me. Like I ain't shit. Just like, mocking me, because she listened to the podcast, and this motherfucker won't be on the show. So you know what she did? She played the drinking game. She played the drinking game, and she threw up a lung. She threw up a fucking lung or some organ because you wanted to be the king. You want, just like Howie, you wanted to be the king. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, women. You will name. In any relationship, the man is the king. Even in the olden days, even in fact, alright, look. If a man who king, if a king could get the worst bitch possible, the worst bitch possible in the kingdom. The lowest of the low. And he marries this woman. That woman is instantly queen. Instantly queen. You didn't do shit. But if a queen try to, who rules the damn kingdom, try to go out, get a nigga, it could be the lowest nigga possible. It could be the best nigga. That nigga is not king. He's just the queen's bitch. That's what he is. He don't elevate. See, we make y'all better. There's no, the highest point is probably queen, and we give y'all that shit. You don't make us kings. You don't. You just gotta hope that he fucks you. Yeah, one day that comes king. You don't get a fucking thing. And Cap agrees with me. He sure does. So I hope y'all, that was a little education for y'all. I'm trying to be, you know, queen. Look, y'all can be queens. Just know your fucking limit. No, y'all can't do no royal decrees. No, y'all probably don't get no songs about y'all. Well, at least not from Rum DMC. I know. The queens, blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, Run DMC ain't singing about y'all. You may get an R. Kelly song, but you damn for sure ain't getting no Run DMC song. Alright, I think I'm educating a lot of folks. I think it's time for the questions, because, well, let's say I pissed off women. I possibly pissed off a Jamaican. The Rasta the Monster. Kingston from Kenny from Kingston, Jamaica now. The entire Caribbean is mad at Sam. Alright. Well, you could blame Cap too. The only true co-host. I had his nigga. I hope this nigga show up next show so y'all can just hold this nigga. But anyway, I'm not telling y'all to. Because I got some listeners. And y'all would just punk the shit out of this yo ass shit, will you say be there at 8, nigga? Be there at 8! Yeah. So, don't punk him, man. He had some shit. He did have some important shit. I'm just busting balls. That's what I'm doing. I'm just breaking balls. That's what we do. You know, take shots at, you know, niggas who, you know, fuck up. Come on, don't act like y'all ain't never just, you know, call your boy a faggot because he missed something. And that's what I'm doing. I'm essentially calling my man a fag. You know, you did kind of leave me out there. And I ain't struggling nothing, but, you know, nigga, you said you was going to be there. But anyway, let's move on to the questions. Okay. My man Rest White. If I could talk, nigga. My man Wes Wright. Sam, you talked about a sports fan in a few shows ago, and you said you're pretty big on basketball. How do you like these playoffs? As of right now, Wes, I can tell you this. When it comes down to playoffs, I love them. Some teams I don't give a fuck. Maybe it's too early or some shit, but I love what's happening now. Just the shit talking of this playoffs. The amount of shit talking that's happening right now is amazing. I ain't seen this much shit talking since, I don't know when. The shit talking that's happening now because, I really can't imagine how much, one perfect example is they interviewed my man Noah, you know, when, Chicago and Cleveland, he was like, what do you think about Cleveland? The announcer or some shit asked him, what do you think about Cleveland and how's the landscape of Cleveland? And he just said, you know, it's bullshit. It's all factories. It ain't shit there. And I agree with this motherfucker. I've been in Cleveland. Cleveland looks like the set of 28 days later. It looks like the end of a fucking zombie movie. Ain't shit going down in Cleveland. You know what's even more fucked up in Cleveland? I was on a busiest street, downtown Cleveland, 8 o'clock on a Saturday night, and I could have ran full-court basketball in the middle of this fucking street, and nothing would happen. That was fucked up, man. So, yeah. But I do like the shit talking. And then they asked about Chicago. They asked some people from Cleveland about Chicago, and they were like, these fat motherfuckers, and they were just hoeing Chicago. They were like, these motherfuckers got a statue of Jordan outside their arena. Jordan ain't been in the league for years. They still got a picture of this motherfucker outside, a gold statue of this nigga. And I'm like, damn. They were just relentless, nigga. They were like, old punk ass United Center Jordan is with the fucking Bobcats now. He doesn't give a fuck about Chicago no more. And I love the shit talking. I love the basketball fights. We was watching the game a couple podcasts ago. Me and Mike Moore. You can catch my man at Mike Mathematician Moore at Facebook.com. But anyway, we was watching the game, and we was watching when my man Kevin Garnett just laying the wood to somebody, whooping ass. So yes, Wes, this is an exciting playoffs. And by them making it seven games, they started that shit like last year or something, where it was the early goings. It used to be now it's all sevens. It's four rounds of playoffs. It used to be 5-5-7-7. That's the games in the series. So I guess just the amount of games is just getting niggas just so amped where they gotta talk shit and fight. But either way, you got me now. I mean, I am interested. Oh, another thing. If this shit is over, but if you could check this shit on YouTube, is the Carmelo Anthony commercial. This motherfucker took months schedule to just hoe Utah. Granted, they lost. I would have loved to see Denver keep going with the shit, but Carmelo Anthony just took a thoughts. If I didn't love anything else, he just started thanking haters of Utah because his game couldn't be stopped. This is what the commercial said. Essentially, his game did get stopped because the motherfucker ain't in the playoffs no more. It was win or go home, motherfucker. This game couldn't get stopped, and that is all he had to fucking say. So yes, Wes, I am the only team that ain't did no shit is the team I'm rooting for. Like Kobe did a little shit. The Lakers, they talked a little shit, and this motherfucker, Kobe the man. I gotta just throw that out there. Kobe started talking to the refs. Kobe, I like the fact that when Kobe misses a fucking shot, he looks at the ref like, you know, I had to be fouled because there's no way I would have missed that fucking shot. That shit talking in itself. It's just Derek is a Kobe. Derek Fisher starting shit with people. Paul Gasol starting shit. But the person who ain't start shit, the only team, I love Kobe, but this motherfucker got a ring. My man Steve Nash. I guess that's Canadians, cause Canadians don't talk shit. They don't say shit. I've been to Canada. Canada is the nicest shit in the world. I don't know what it is about them. Steve Nash ain't talking shit, and as a group, I guess Phoenix as a whole ain't talking shit. Whoever wins between Phoenix and the Lakers, they gonna win the shit. I just gonna throw it out there. LeBron is cool, but LeBron, not against Kobe, nigga. I don't know. And I don't think you can fuck with Stoudemire here. So whoever wins between, out of the West, whoever wins between Phoenix and Lakers. And that's all I gotta say about that. I guess just Steve Nash is just a genuinely nice person to the point where, well, this motherfucking Canadian. Canadians don't start shit. Try to piss it. That's what I want y'all to do this week. I'm sure y'all out there, just try to piss a Canadian off. I mean, I got Action League started. Just tell me how that shit works out. The worst you gonna get is like an angry email. I've tried to piss Canadians off, and they're just so passive. They're like, oh, hey, you know, they just come with the A. You don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, ignore it. And that's it. And they go to Tim Hortons. They have a fucking coffee and donut, and you still cool with them. I don't know. Maybe the fact that Canada ain't nobody fucking up there, you gotta just make as many friends as humanly fucking possible. So you'll let some bullshit slide, I guess. All right, but Wes, to get back to the point, yes, that's how I care about the playoffs. I hope it keeps going like that, and I hope they keep talking shit. I hope a couple more fights happen. Just make this shit interesting. Okay, this letter is written from a lady. I'm gonna try to pronounce your name. This looks like Carisha, but it, shit, is it Carisha? But it got, it's a U in it. I don't know how you pronounce that. I'm gonna call you Carisha. I'm just gonna, you know who you is. It's a U in it. I don't wanna pronounce this shit. Carisha, fuck it. Carisha. Carisha asks, I listened to your show via podcast. Oh shit. That's too much cap. I listened to your podcast via Facebook. Okay, let me just break down the show a little bit. I had a little Captain Morgan before the show. So I'm not slurring, but apparently I can't read shit now. Alright, let me read her fucking letter. Let's start over from the top. Carisha, or Carisha with a U in the net. It's like the U is by the E. I don't know how to, coon? I don't know how to pronounce this shit. She writes, I listen to your show via Facebook. I was wondering, since you're using Facebook to get your show out there, do you have any thoughts of Facebook? Yeah, I do. Facebook is great. It's just a great way to communicate with people. I'm not sucking up because this is the way I get my podcast out there. But I gotta say, man, Facebook is fucking soul crushing. That's how I look at it. It's good until you had like 4 or 5 drinks into you. And then the shit set in where you just see niggas. Alright, let me tell you why it's soul crushing for me. In high school, I used to go out. I was a little motherfucker. I used to try to date and shit like that. And my high school, y'all know who I am, y'all know high school I came from, used to have the finest, to my knowledge at the time, the finest women out there. And every last girl, in some way, shape, or form, had something about them. They weren't all cute, but they had some type of sex appeal about them where it was just great. And a lot of these people, let's cut the bullshit, that's why you become friends with them, because you want to find out what the fuck happened to them. But now, over time, you just see the horror stories that only Facebook can present. You just see, nigga, like some of these bitches didn't have babies, they had battle scars, a couple of rape incidents, just the toll of life of just taking, just fucked them up. It's one girl who was a dime piece in high school, and now she don't look like that no more. She looked like Larry Holmes, nigga. That's how she looked. And you just wonder what the fuck happened, but you don't have the courage enough to ask them what the fuck happened. So you just kind of gotta talk to them, and you just kind of gotta piece the shit together. Well, you know, I was stripping for a little bit. It's always some fucking horror story. It's always, well, you know, George Bush was president, and they cut off, you know, my benefits and my job, and we in a recession. It's always some shit, and the shit just it always end in, I got a kid now. I was fucking a nigga from jail, and he was jail fucking me. And apparently that involved slapping and choking and punching, and the punching turned into full on him kicking me in the fucking face. So you gotta, it's soul crushing to a way. And another thing is, like, some of these bitches just can't let it go, man. They try to, the ugly bitches from high school are trying to reinvent themselves in Facebook, but you can't erase the Fortin High School with your ass. Because I knew you as long. Got a little job. Call a little job. You got a little bit of money. You got the plastic surgery. And now you a dime piece. But you a dime piece on the fact that you banking on the niggas from high school not remember you as the just the ugly put in that much effort. So deep inside of you is the ugly bitch that we just didn't like in the first place. So after talking to you, yeah, you interesting as all hell. And you good to look at. Still the sloppy pussy bitch that I remember for the lunchroom that we didn't want to fuck with in the first place. And we know there's no amount of surgery that's just going to tighten up. There's no amount of surgery that's make you have just won't have this shit. So that's what Facebook does. So Carisha with a U. I hope that answered your question. I look at it. Yeah, it's a good medium. And yeah, you get a chance to run into, you get the occasional cool nigga that you kind of forgot about, the nigga you was in seventh grade with that used to be funny and turned out the motherfucker is still funny and the motherfucker is still cool, you just lost touch with him. You get the occasional time like that, but that's so few and far between. It just turns into niggas you already know that's just beat up and bruised and battered, and you have to have this horror story talk with them. And the only thing you can say is, well, at least you made it through, nigga. And you know, like, damn, I would never talk to her in the fucking real world. Not now. Not now. 10 years ago? Oh, my God. I would have gave my left nut to fuck some of these bitches on my page. I would have. I'm not even going to lie to you, nigga. I would have gave up a lot of information. I would have gave my mama's social security number to a complete stranger if I knew I could fuck one of these bitches. But now I see the result. And maybe it's good I didn't. It's good I didn't. maybe it's good I didn't. Because, you know, mama would probably be like a victim of identity theft and somebody out there would just be living as her and, you know, I'd be disowned and I would have got pussy from a now ugly bitch. And then I would have to tell the story. She was cute at the time! And no one ever is gonna listen to you. Oh, so, I hope that go. Okay, Larry writes a little bit, they're talking about Larry writes, I talk about radio awards, and you started actually, is that an award or is that just something you give? Because with radio awards, a lot of times, you know, you can get a radio award. Okay, I'm reading and explaining at the same time, and that's fucking me up. So let me just read the letter. Larry writes, we talk about radio awards. Is Action League a radio award? The answer to that is no. It is not. It's no and yes. It is an award that I give to my listeners for just keeping y'all shit together, not being ran and not being bought by the bullshit that women throw out. I'm sorry, women. Y'all come with a lot of fucking bullshit. I love y'all, but y'all come with that bullshit, nigga. Y'all do. Just the amount of bullshit that, it's so much bullshit that we don't even pay attention to the bullshit. We just try to get to the inner beings of y'all bullshit. But that is an award. But it's not an award because you're doing what the fuck you're supposed to do. So, however you take it. Now, I guess one thing I would ask is, if there had to be an award out there for, if it's something I want personally, nigga, I want an EGOT. Those of y'all who don't know what an EGOT is, EGOT is in entertainment the most prestigious award you can get. They talk, it's an award that is given, you get an award for awards, basically. You get an EGOT if you get, EGOT stands for Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony. That means you had to do something in every form of media. And it's only like 10, maybe 20 max EGOT winners. I think like Whoopi Goldberg is one of them. That means you had to do some shit on Broadway. That means you had to record an album. Yes, you had to have a TV show or be a part of one. And you had to have a fucking Oscar. You had to do some shit. I think Jamie Foxx is close to an EGOT. He got to do some shit on stage. Not stand up, but he got to do like a play or some shit. Or maybe stand up. But he will have an EGOT because he did something. I don't know if he got an Emmy, but I want an EGOT, goddammit. That's what I want. Give me my fucking EGOT. Because that's what I want, man. I could get on stage and talk some Hamlet shit. Hell, here's what I do with this podcast. This podcast will be, this gonna be the thing that give me the EGOT. Off the top. I gotta do some shit on stage, right? So, I'm just gonna get on stage and do this fucking podcast. And y'all gonna buy tickets. Y'all gonna catch me at theaters near you. Now I'll take this shit on tour, nigga. That's my Tony. This shit is recorded. So all I'll do is put this shit on the disc. We'll make the greatest hits of the fucking podcast. That's my Grammy, nigga. Give me my fucking EGOT. And then Emmy, I'll get a TV show. Fuck it. Punk ass, what's the bitch name? Wendy Williams. Wendy Williams is a fucking monster. I said it now. She looks like a goddamn transvestite. I know it's a woman, but I'm not really fucking sure. Wendy Williams, just the fact that you have a TV show and you look like that shit, you look like an abused Tyra Banks. That's what you look like. If I just kicked Tyra Banks in the face and came on her, that's what the fuck you look like. And Wendy Williams has a show. So if she can have this shit, I talk with a mic in a show, and I have a live fucking podcast. That's my Emmy, nigga. And then, when this shit gets so big, when it hits the fucking fan, I'm gonna have a movie. And I'm gonna win an Oscar. I'm gonna be the first nigga to get an Oscar for being a realest nigga on TV. And since I'm the realest nigga on TV, just like I was a realest nigga with this podcast, this shit gonna work out. So that's why I get an EGOT. That's how I do that shit. That's my EGOT. Give me my fucking EGOT. That's what I want. And then, when I get my EGOT, niggas gonna be playing songs for me. You right. I'm gonna have my EGOT, and I'll sit down, and I'll listen to my EGOT, because I deserve it. Give me my fucking EGOT. And that's EGOT, nigga. EGOT. That's my shit. Okay. Captain Morgan. Everybody give it up for Captain Morgan. Because this show is all Captain Morgan. I ain't gonna lie to y'all, family. Little drunk. Little. Very little. Alright, maybe not so little. But, I want my fucking EGOT. So, yeah, I want my EGOT and my acceptance speech. I wouldn't even give a fucking acceptance speech. You know what I'd do? I would stand there with the EGOT in my hand, and all I would do is play the fucking song, and it would go like this.
I'm the king of rap.
It ain't none higher, sucker MCs, to call me sire, to burn my kingdom. You must use fire, you'll rap until I retire. Yeah! I got my fucking EGOT! Y'all can fuck with me! If y'all gave Monique an Oscar for that shit she did in Precious, y'all can give me a fucking EGOT! Play the guitar, nigga! Yeah! So God, I hope that answered your question. I hope that answered your question. As always, man, I'll end this show by saying, you know, email me all the questions. I want all the shit. You give it to me at justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. That's talking with no G. I can't say this shit hard enough. I can't stress that hard enough. How this is 2 months in the going. It's almost like, if you can email me, it's almost a prize within itself. That's how some of y'all motherfuckers treating it. But I appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all for giving me your emails. Y'all giving me your comments. But right now, I'm moving towards that EGOT, nigga. I need my EGOT. I need that shit. And I don't get a chain that say fucking EGOT. because I'm the man in this bitch. And also, one thing I want to throw out, just at the start of the show, you can YouTube this shit. It's called Booker T Calls Hulk Hogan a Nigger. If anyone wants to listen to that shit, and that's how I end the podcast. I don't end the podcast, how I start the shit. We take what we want. I want my EGOT. And Hulk Hogan, we coming for you, nigga. That's the podcast this week. Y'all have a good week, nah. Email me. Just talking with Sam at gmail.com. Hulk Hogan, we coming for you, nigga.